are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, and welcome back to Locked On Brewers, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I'm your host, Jake Mastriani, and you can follow me on Twitter at shortstopball. Also joining me is my co-host, Vinny Rotino, and you can follow him on Twitter at Vinny Rotino. Also, make sure you follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Brewers and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Today, we'll be recapping a long weekend. Didn't have a podcast on Monday, so got a lot to get into from the Memorial Day weekend. The Brewers are on a hot streak, so things are certainly looking up. So look forward to a positive and upbeat podcast here today with me and Vinny. A lot to get into. Before we do that, let me remind you about Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them a Locked On sent you. So as always, before we get into the game specifically, let's talk about a little bit of news. Again, haven't had a podcast here in a couple of days, so I want to catch you up on some of the news you may have missed. Josh Lindblom accepted an outright assignment to Nashville, so that's certainly good news. Always great to have that starting pitching depth there in Nashville, which is where he's been assigned, and will join the rotation there, and they'll try to get him back on track with regular rotation piece there, pitching more, you know, on regular rest and just having that kind of routine and schedule. They're hoping that's going to get him going and get him on track. Garrett Mitchell, top prospect for the Brewers, was back in the lineup for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers over the weekend after being out since May 5th. So that is certainly great to hear for the Brewers top prospect. Looking forward to checking him out every night now in Wisconsin, see how he is doing. Tim Lopes and Bobby Wall have been reinstated from the injured list and optioned to AAA Nashville. I thought Wall was out of option, so a little curious what happened there. Maybe he cleared and was outrighted or optioned. But either way, good to have them available now if needed. Tim Lopes being a utility guy and Wall possibly for the bullpen if needed down the road. And then on Monday, Lorenzo Cain left the game with right hamstring discomfort, and counsel said after the game that he's going to be going on the IL. Vinny, I know we talked about Cain the other day and his struggles. He did have a three-hit game over the weekend, you know, but you kind of alluded to the fact that, you know, maybe there's something going on there, the injury that he's not really telling us about. You know, maybe this just popped up on Monday, but again, like you said, kind of knowing Cain and the guy that he is, I wouldn't be surprised if he'd been dealing with this for a little bit now.
He had been running really well, though. I thought he started to actually feel a little bit better in these last few games. I thought he may have been kind of struggling with something injury-wise previously to that. I thought the last few games he had been running really well, and sometimes that's the kiss of death for a guy that has some soft tissue stuff, right? Because then you start to let it go. You start to engage the ground a little bit more on your running. And all of a sudden that's when something, you know, not sure if it popped or whatever, or just kind of tweaked on him. And that's very unfortunate for the Brewers. Just like I said, he started to find some holes. His at-bats were coming along. You could tell he's playing with a little more confidence. And then that happened. It happened on a ball that was kind of had to come in on. And then he tried doubling off the runner on first base, kind of took an awkward throw, awkward step. And I think that's when it happened, but very unfortunate. He's starting to play with a lot of confidence and find some holes.
Yeah. I certainly hate, you know, as you know, bad as he's been for a lot of the season, and I've kind of been harsh on him. Certainly want him, need him in the lineup, need him to be the Cain we all know he can be. So, but again, this is the worry coming into the season. It's why the Brewers went out and got a guy like Jackie Bradley Jr. because you figure with Cain being off pretty much all last year, that he was going to deal with some injuries here and there. You just hope that it's nothing major and that he's there when the team needs him. But wouldn't you know it, Kesson here replaces him in the outfield and he gets his first outfield appearance and the ball finds him as soon as he replaces Cain. So that was kind of interesting there. And then also on Monday, Devin Williams, Craig Counsell said that Devin Williams was apparently unavailable. Counsell didn't give many specifics other than to say he just didn't feel good today. I don't know if that's an illness or, you know, something injury related. Obviously, you know, not going to share that information with us right now until necessary, but something to keep an eye on going forward. Just kind of a weird season continues for Devin Williams. But again, it could just be something illness related, keeping him out for Monday's game. Hopefully he'll be back soon. No, he pitched in the doubleheader on Saturday and looked pretty good. Let's jump into the Washington series from over the weekend. Brewers were able to sweep the Nationals in D.C. So certainly a great series there. Just going to quickly run through these games. The game was rained out on Friday, so they played a doubleheader on Saturday, as I just alluded to. And Freddie Peralta was a lights out in game one, going all seven innings, allowing just one earned run on four hits and a walk with seven strikeouts. The lone run he gave up was a solo shot to Kyle Schwarber. And Vinny, our guy Freddie, just dealing, saving the bullpen. You know, what a huge game for him on Saturday.
Freddie set up that day really well for the Brewers, especially knowing that the bullpen went back-to-back days, the day 2 days prior. And so, of course, Devin Williams and Josh Hader and Brad Boxberger are all going to be available because of the rainout kind of worked out in their favor. But at the same time, certainly can only throw those guys in one of the games. So Freddie just, totally dominated. I mean, he was on with all of his pitches, commanding them, any pitch, any count, really had that fastball working up in the zone, was actually spotting it up. Same thing with the slider. Actually played well, really well off the fastball, and he was mixing in a bunch of changeups as well. He continues to develop. I keep saying it. We really don't know how good Freddie Peralta is going to end up being, considering he's just learned these new toys of his, the slider and the changeup. And so he'll always have that elite fastball deception with swing and miss. And so he's, as long as these other two pitches continue to develop, the sky's the limit for the kid.
Yeah, certainly great stuff there. Like I said, a big, big game for him. Kind of like you said, set up that doubleheader. And offensively, the Brewers weren't great in this one. They only had four hits in the game, but Evesel Garcia, who had a big weekend, he had a three-run homer in that one, which ended up being the difference in the 4-1 victory. And then in game two, the offense did their part in this one. They scored six runs on 12 hits in just seven innings, as it being a seven-inning game in the doubleheader. Wong and Adames got it done at the top of the lineup with five combined hits and three RBI, while Kane and Arias got it done at the bottom part of the lineup with six combined hits, three runs scored, and two RBI. So great to see them getting it going at the bat. Again, hate to see it for Kane getting injured on Monday. As like Vinny said, seems like he was starting to turn a corner there. Brett Anderson only lasted 3 1/3 innings in this one. Got his pitch count up there to 85 pitches. He was able to limit the damage, even with all the traffic, to only two runs, one of them being earned. The bullpen really bailed him out in this one, pitching 3 2/3 scoreless innings to close it out. And that bullpen effort included Brad Boxberger, Brent Suter, Devin Williams, and Eric Yardley. And then Sunday was a great pitching matchup. If you love pitching, didn't want to miss this one. You had Brandon Woodruff and Max Scherzer going. Woodruff outdueled him, pitching seven scoreless innings, allowing just two hits and two walks with 10 strikeouts. Just another ho-hum great performance from Brandon Woodruff. And then Boxberger and Hader finished it off to complete the three-hit shutout by the Brewers pitching staff. And again, like I said, Avi with a big weekend, carried the offense with a two-run homer in the 3-0 win. Vinny, just your final takes on the Nationals series sweep there.
I was just blown away by Brandon Woodruff. Obviously, Freddie Peralta is, I love what Freddie Peralta is doing this year and continues to develop. But Brandon Woodruff has just been remarkable. Absolutely phenomenal with what he's been able to do. And it seems the kid, just the bigger the moment, the bigger the spot, the more he needs to execute a pitch in a spot, the more consistent he gets with that. It's pretty impressive. I mean, he relishes that moment. I did not see this from him as a minor leaguer. I saw the competitiveness. I saw that he was going to grind and fight, but I didn't see that he was going to step up and really shine in those moments. And he has been just remarkable. with what he's been able to do just to outduel Max Scherzer, who is one of my favorite pitchers to watch, how much of a competitor he is. And Brandon Woodruff would not be bested by him. And it was just so impressive. I mean, continues to talk about continuing to develop. This kid is continuing to develop as a top of the rotation arm. He's getting even better. He is just executing his pitches, commanding his pitches. He didn't have the slider working, so he went to the curveball that day. I mean, he's smart. He's instinctual. He's got feel, and he continues just to get more consistent and talk about the competitiveness in those big spots. That was my biggest takeaway from that series. As good as the Brewers played, and as you know, happy for the team as I was for the sweep and how important that was, considering the division is really just kind of taken off here in the Central. Yeah, it was an important sweep. It really just goes to show how good Brandon Woodruff is and how good, you know, there just seems to be no indication of him slowing down. It's really going to set up their starting pitching up well for the rest of the year.
Yeah, for sure. I always loved Brandon Woodruff. Like I said, I always talk about it. I feel like he doesn't get the recognition he deserves nationally, but he just continues to go out there and pitch and do his thing. And he keeps doing like this. He's definitely going to get some national attention come the end of the year. Next, we'll come back and talk about the game on Memorial Day. Before we do that, let me tell you about Credit Karma. Credit Karma has always been there to help you make better financial decisions. And now they want to help even more with a Credit Karma Money Spend account. You can be rewarded for good money habits. Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win cash reimbursements for making purchases. When you use your Credit Karma Money debit card, you can win daily instant karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Just pay with your debit card, and if you win, you'll be notified on the spot and your instant karma cash will be added back to your spend account. Right now, visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant cash. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank Incorporated. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply. This episode is also brought to you by our friends at rockauto.com. There are so many different makes and models of automobiles these days, it's impossible to stock all the parts your car will ever need in your traditional chain stores. So why worry with the hassle of answering a bunch of questions about your car at a chain store and just hoping that they have the parts you need when you have the inventory of rockauto.com right there in your pocket? Pull out your cell phone, find any make and any model of any kind of auto part your car will ever need. And there are so many different reasons to maintain your automobile these days, but the biggest one is obviously to save money. So why spend twice as much at your chain store or even a new car dealership? Just head on over to rockauto.com. Again, right there on your phone, search for the parts you need, buy them, have them shipped to you, and just sit back and wait for them to arrive. Go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your vehicle, and do us a favor, right? Locked On in there. How did you hear about us, box? So they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. So, Vinny, getting into Monday's game, Memorial Day, Corbin Burnes on the mound going against the Tigers seems like a very favorable matchup, but it wasn't easy for the Brewers. They haven't really made a lot easy on themselves this year. And Burnes ran in, had some traffic in this game, especially in the second inning. He gave up a single and a double with one out in the second and then walked to kill Badu. But then he got Jake Rogers striking out swinging, got Nomar Marzara to ground out to end that threat, which is a huge momentum shift. And then the Brewers come out right back out. They get singles from Kane and Narvaez. Look like they're going to build on that momentum. But then Keston grounds into a double play and Arias flies out to end that possible inning for the Brewers. And then really not much else going for either team in this game until you get to the sixth inning. And that's where the Tigers finally break through. They get back-to-back singles to lead off the inning, but then they get Miguel Cabrera to ground the double play. So it looks like Burnes is going to escape damage again. But then our old friend Jonathan Scope singles in a run, making it a 1-0 Tigers lead. So Burnes actually leaves this game in line for the loss, but Willy Adames comes to the rescue again. He's been so huge for the Brewers since coming over. After Daniel Robertson walks, Wong hits into a force out, and Adames brings him in with a two-run homer, giving the Brewers the lead, taking the loss off of Burns, actually setting him in line for the win. But then again, the other part of that Adames trade comes into factor as Trevor Richards comes into the game in the seventh inning in relief of Burns and gives up a leadoff homer to Akil Baddoo, which ties the game at two. And it would stay that way until we get to the 10th inning. The Tigers try some small ball in their part of the inning, but are unable to get it done. They can't get the runner in from third. Brad Boxberger strikes out the final two batters of that inning after the sacrifice bunt. So the Brewers got a chance to win it. In the bottom of the 10th, Keston once again gets down a very good sack bunt, moves the runner over to third, allows Urias to drive in the winning run and the walk-off run. So, Benny, a really exciting game. Probably was a little closer than it should have been, but the Brewers keep the streak alive, won five games in a row now, and get the win on Memorial Day.
Big, big pitching performance, I thought, by Corbin Burns. I thought he looked really good. I thought Jonathan Scope actually squared him up about three times. Other than that, I didn't see much hard contact. I think he's pretty much back to where he has been. He was backdooring that cutter really, really well. Yeah, big win. I mean, you got to take care of business against the team. Just take care of business against. The Detroit Tigers are certainly one of them. They're a few years away yet, clearly, minus 55 run differential, I believe, after today's game. And that's not good, right? So they're a team that they should win both these games. A little bit too close for comfort today. Hopefully, tomorrow, they can maybe let us relax a little bit as Brewer fans, but good win. For sure. Another huge sacrifice bunt by Keston. That's fun. It's actually refreshing to see. I gotta say.
Yeah, for sure. As an old school guy myself, I love seeing him get that bunt down. Again, people are going to say it didn't matter. Arias got the hit anyway. But again, like we talked about last time, you don't know that outfield was playing in, and also you don't know where the pitcher's going to throw. So I'm a big fan of the sack bunt there in that situation when you're the home team and the away team doesn't score in the top half of that extra inning there. But enough of the extra inning games. Let's just take care of things in nine innings. But certainly a huge, huge win for the Brewers there to make sure that they get that done. Don't lose a game. They definitely have no business losing with Burns on the mound. It's amazing. Burns only has two wins this year. I know wins aren't the say all be all of stats, but still, I mean, with the way he's pitched, only have two wins. It's kind of incredible. And again, if Devin Williams wasn't unavailable, I would think that probably Suter would have came in instead of Richards in that seventh inning. I think Suter, Hader, Boxberger, Williams are your dependable high leverage guys right now. But again, with Williams being unavailable, Council decided to go with Richards there in the seventh. I would not lean on him in high leverage close games like that anymore. The second time in a row now, he's kind of blown that opportunity. But again, you got to work with what you have available there. So not really going to fault Council too much for that one. Again, the offense has to be able to put up more than two runs in nine innings against a Tigers staff that was pretty much a bullpen game in this one. But they got the win. That's all that really matters. Five-game win streak continues. We'll take another quick break, come back and wrap this one up. Before we do that, let me tell you about our friends at betonline.ag. Betonline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. And even with the NFL season over, you got the NBA and NHL seasons in the playoffs right now. So a lot of exciting opportunities there. Also, you have the Major League Baseball season in full swing. BetOnline.ag does more than that. They also cover awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything that you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head on over to BetOnline.ag on your phone or internet browser and sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So, Vinny, like I said, the Brewers are on a 5-game winning streak right now. I mean, certainly have to be happy about that in the month of May on a huge high note. They're 29-25. They're in third place in the division, but they're just a game and a half back of the Cubs and the Cardinals, who are currently atop the division. So a good way to end the month. Vinny, how are you feeling about this team now after 2 months of the season?
It's been a roller coaster for me. I mean, it's such a good month of April and then really, really kind of a dud month in May until the last week of the season, which they went on a eight out of their last 11 now. It's been a roller coaster, to be honest. I feel good about the team in terms of the pitching. It's just, they've got to get the bats going. They got to continue to try and execute. Their record when they scored four runs is not a lot of runs, right? So major league average right now, I think, is around 4.5 runs. And so when they score four, so below what the major league average is, their record is like crazy good, like 5 losses or something. And then the opposite is true when they scored 3 runs or less. I think they've got 5 wins or 6 wins or something crazy. So just got to find a way to scrape some more runs across, whether that be small ball. I do think the addition of Willie Adames is going to continue to pay dividends in terms of, scoring runs, and then just kind of piece together the bullpen. Hopefully we see Aaron Ashby at some point in the middle relief, but feel pretty good about this team just because of how impressive this starting pitching staff has been. And it's a testament to how good, honestly, Chris Hook has developed some of these guys. And it's fun to watch. And it's all, I mean, I don't ever remember seeing a pitching staff like this in Milwaukee. So I'm looking forward to continuing to watch that, Jake.
Yeah, for sure. You mentioned Ashby. I think Nashville had like an 11-game winning streak going on. And I know Ashby in a recent start struck out like 9 guys or something. Yeah. So, yeah, I know we talked about it the other day. You know, he's somebody who could come up later in the year and provide big boosts for that bullpen, kind of that middle innings reliever to bridge the gap to Williams and Hader at the back end. But, yeah, I think they're certainly looking up for the Brewers. Like you said, it was a tough stretch there. In the beginning of May, but picked it up at the end of the month. And now they go into June, Vinny, and listen to the schedule of games they got here. They finish up this 2-game series with Detroit, and then they go play Arizona for 4. They don't go. That's going to be in Milwaukee. They got Arizona for 4, Cincinnati for 3, Pittsburgh for 3, Cincinnati for 3 again, Colorado for 4, Arizona for 3, Colorado for 3, and then they end the month against the Cubs. That's a pretty favorable schedule in the month of June, Vinny. It's a real good chance for the Brewers to rack up some wins here and really get on a roll.
They need to take advantage of it, I got to tell you, because I'm just looking at the standings right now, and man, am I surprised with how good the Cubs have been playing with a plus 32 run differential, and that's good for 4th in the National League. The top 3 teams are all in the NL West: Dodgers, San Diego, and San Francisco, the surprising San Francisco Giants. So with the playoffs being normal this year with just the 2 wild card teams, they've got to take advantage of this month of June with, like you said, some of those teams are pretty cringeworthy in terms of how bad they've been playing. So they definitely got to take advantage and try and get some sort of cushion in terms of setting themselves up in the second half of the season for a playoff run.
Yeah. So certainly great to see them get on a run before this month, because the Cubs are the only team in June that have a winning record, and that comes at the end of the month. So these next 3.5 weeks here, the Brewers really got to take advantage, get a bunch of wins, rack up a bunch of wins, get well over 500. Like you said, kind of create that cushion right there. And put them in a chance to contend for the division down the stretch, second half of the season. That's exactly what we hope. That's exactly what we expect. So Well, looking forward to this month of June coming up. Brewers getting hot at the right time with the schedule coming up. That will do it for this episode of Locked On Brewers. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. Follow me at Shortstop Ball and Vinny at Vinny Rotino. And also, please make sure you subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcast. And we'll talk to you next time.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.